It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Among the many films playing during this year's Milwaukee Film Festival, one film stands out for the sheer unlikeliness of its true subject matter. Psychopath is not itself a horror film, but the man at the center of the story, the uncle of filmmaker Manny Marquez, is obsessed with movie special effects, especially horror movie special effects. So much so that he and his wife put their entire life savings behind the development of a drive-through horror theme park in rural Oklahoma. Really. Manny Marquez joins me in the studio now. Manny, welcome to Lake Effect. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about your film first. It's already previewed a couple of times at the Milwaukee Film Festival, and we have another one coming up this Saturday, right?
Yeah, this Saturday at the Time Cinema. I think it's 4 p.m.
The name of the film is Psychopath, and it is not about what you might think it is.
Yeah.
So how did it come about?
You know, the psychopath, the title of the film came from my uncle is a garbage man in Oklahoma, and he decided that he wanted to build a haunted house theme park because his dream was to be a special effects makeup artist in Hollywood. And he ended up falling in love and raising a family, and kind of life gets in the way, and that happens to a lot of people, and our family business is garbage. And I always say we're a trashy family, you know. And he got into the garbage business. And then 25 years later, he and his wife decided to take their life savings and build this haunted house theme park called Psychopath, because it's a path in the woods. And you know, there's psychos in the woods that he's put out there. But for the title of the film, I wanted to call it Psychopath, because in the actual park, the psychopath is two words, psychopath. In the movie, I call it Psychopath, one word, because I kind of wanted to like allude to the people in the town that were against him, his own family that thought he was crazy, and just the idea of doing something in rural Oklahoma that nobody else is doing, I thought made him the outsider. So I thought it would intrigue people that the psychopath, what is it, about a murderer? Is it about this? Is it about, well, it's actually about the guy building the psychopath.
The park itself,
yeah,
which started with buying the swampland that nobody wanted, running into problems. This, we should say, the film actually takes place about 10 years ago, most of it, right? When this was first coming into being.
2005.
Okay. So, and you're down there as the filmmaker trying to document what's going on and the various things that happen. And I have to say, as I was watching the film, I was thinking, because I didn't know the end, you know, I was thinking, he really is kind of mad to want to do this. Is he ever going to make any money out of this? And for a long time, you're not sure that anything's actually going to work.
I mean, failure seemed to be the greatest option when you're doing something like that. And especially when you see the film, well, you've seen it, I know, but when we get people to come see it, there's a lot of outside things that come up against him. People that are against it locally, zoning laws, family that kind of refused to help because they just think it's a waste of his time. You know, he's thinking, this is my chance. This is my dream. I have this talent I've never put to use, and this might be the chance that I actually get to blossom in it. And he put everything into it. I mean, you see in the movie, they talk about maxing out every credit card they can get their hands on. They're talking about refinancing their home equity loans. You know, and his wife, my Aunt Suzette, she was working four jobs teaching in a public school, teaching her own private driving school, and two other jobs. He was running the garbage route, and they were putting all of their resources into this. And they knew failure was an option, just as much as, more so than succeeding.
For you as a filmmaker, though, and also as a member of the family, even though you weren't necessarily part of making the theme park, what did you think when you were first going in? Did you think this was a little weird that he wanted to do this?
You know, we grew up, my Uncle Victor always encouraged me. From the time I was about 12 years old, I knew I wanted to be a filmmaker, and he would help me. He helped me make movies and give me cameras and do the makeup in my movies, and was training me to kind of be a makeup artist. But I got more interested in the directing and the writing. And when I went to college, he bought me a 16mm camera and said, you'll always have something to shoot on. And he really encouraged me because he wanted me to be able to do what he didn't get to do and make it in that film business. And I didn't think he was necessarily crazy, because those were the dreams that I had, getting out of there and doing something different. You know, I didn't want to work in garbage. It's our family business. I'm grateful that we've had it for so long. But my dad, his Victor's brother, said, you know, if this isn't what you want to do, then don't do it, because you don't want to get stuck here. And Victor said the same thing to me. You know, you got one chance to go and make something. You're young. Go to film school. You know, and I did that. So when I went back, I didn't think he was crazy. I thought the outside forces, and I don't know how much we want to talk about that, but that I thought the outside forces would do him in sooner than he would. You know, because mm-hmm. yep. I just thought that
his passion was there.
Right.
And that's clear in the film that, you know, that he is pretty single focused mm-hmm. about this. And we don't want to give away the ending. We don't want to do that. But, you know, he really, this is his passion. And was it hard for you to hear the naysayers when you were actually making the film?
Yeah, I mean, there's footage in the film there's footage that didn't make the film. And I tried to stay objective on every side of it. I tried to interview people that were against him, and they wouldn't talk to me. I went into the town and sat in diners and talked to people and tried to, you know, I mean, you're a journalist. You try to tell the fairest story. I'm not a journalist. I'm a filmmaker. So there's a different angle. But I wanted to tell the truth. And I grew up there too. I grew up 5 miles from where the psychopath is. I grew up there. So I wanted everyone's stories to come out, and I wanted the misunderstandings to be worked out. And I just wanted to hear why they – was it about religion? Was it about race? Was it about politics? What are the issues that are coming up here that are people have a problem with? And people would shut me out. When they found out that I was actually his nephew, I got confronted in one of the zoning – I was filming in one of the zoning meetings, which you see in the film – and they called me out and said, that guy is spreading lies and he's, you know, he's on their side and he's doing all this stuff. And I had to go up and kind of testify before the board that about who I was. But I put my heart on the line saying, you know, I wouldn't be here holding this camera if it wasn't for my uncle. And my goal is to tell his story. And I'm sorry if people think I'm being dishonest, but I'm not. And you can watch the footage and know that we're just trying to document this man's passion. And the people that chose to get on board with him or not. And that footage isn't in the movie because I don't make it about me. I really try to focus on him. And it's his story, you know, and his dream.
Well, one of the things that you are part of here as a filmmaker is About Face Films. And that's right here in the Third Ward in Milwaukee. I assume that About Face is the production company behind Psychopath. So talk about that and how you got involved with that and why it's so important for filmmakers here in Wisconsin to have a production company like this here.
About Face Media was founded by Barry Polterman and a few other people that he's worked with here. Our first company, which is still here, is our sister company, Purple Onion, which does commercials and other television stuff here and movie stuff. Barry Polterman has been making movies and editing movies for 25 years, directing commercials. And I met Barry in Los Angeles when I was living there and Barry was living there. And I had been a huge fan of American Movie, which everyone knows in Milwaukee. And a friend had met Barry and said, I know you love American Movie. You should meet Barry. And I was working in reality shows and wanted to get out of them and as a camera assistant. And I came up with this – I had filmed my uncle and seen The Psychopath, but I didn't think I would ever make anything. I just filmed a few things. And I said, wow, I should make a movie about that and get out of this. So I pitched the idea to Barry, and he gave us a little seed money, and we went and started filming. And I've been friends with Barry ever since. And now he's the CEO of our company, and he's one of my best friends, and he edited my film. About Face Media is important because we're a collective of documentary filmmakers. We focus on storytelling. And what we do is we can do all kinds of documentary feature films like Psychopath. And Psychopath is actually our first feature as About Face Media. Everyone involved at About Face has made feature films before. All our directors are feature film directors. That's kind of what makes us different than other companies, is that if you direct for us, you have to have made a feature film. And that's kind of our credibility in the documentary world, is we're not videographers. We're not just film students. We're filmmakers, and we have that behind us. Barry has edited films that have been in Sundance, South by Southwest, Toronto, all over the world. He has the pedigree as a filmmaker and as an editor. So even if we're doing a job for a corporate client, we don't make corporate films. We make films for those corporations. For example, we did a series in 2009 for Trek Bikes, which is local here in Waterloo. Every day we did a 2-minute film from the Tour de France. And not once did it have to say Trek or I'm riding a Trek. It was the story of cycling at the 2009 Tour de France. And we got to be with the team off and on. But it was, you know, you might be with Lance Armstrong 1 second, and then the next second it's raining and you're in a loft eating homemade cheese and wine, talking to the villagers about the legendary cyclist that's from that village in 1965. And then he climbs up the hayloft and Bernard the Racer is there. And that's the story of the day. It's kind of making me emotional thinking about it because the freedom we get at About Face to find and create great stories is true filmmaking. And even sometimes, even though we have a corporate client attached to it, we're allowed to tell stories. And that's the difference, I think, with our company and our collective of documentarians.
How did you land here in Milwaukee? Why was this atmosphere conducive to doing that kind of filmmaking?
Well, Barry and his partners grew up in Wisconsin. They went to UW in Madison, studied film. And when they came back here, you know, where they did American Movie here, and then Chris Smith was based here at the time. So they're all friends, and we're in the Third Ward, and then we're all in that same building. Chris's company's in that building too. Our company's there. Purple Onion's there. And so Barry, they're from Wisconsin, and they wanted to come here and make films and make the film community flourish in Wisconsin. And you know, there's other people doing it here too. But I think About Face and Purple Onion and Library Films and those companies like Chris's film are really a center point of creativity and encouraging it. You know, like Frankie Latina is involved with all those guys. You know, I'm involved with them. We're starting a couple other films with some other people. And, you know, usually we have students coming from UWM or other places that are interning or starting as assistant editors. I mean, my film had about 10 or 12 UWM kids coming out and interns that ended up either becoming editors for our company after working on the film or going to agencies and becoming agency producers. So we feel like About Face is a breeding ground for talent in Milwaukee and film talent, especially, I mean, you know, so.
And now with the film festival being really so popular, I mean, it's grown over the last number of years that I've been here. And so you also have a festival to showcase films and who are also dedicated to showing off local efforts as well as national and international efforts. So it's a nice synergy.
I've been to some other film festivals and of course everyone else like Barry has been to the bigger ones like Sundance and South By and such. And you know, we were putting our film out trying to get it in other festivals, and we thought about Milwaukee, and we thought, you know, 90% of the people that worked on this film and that were helping us get money were from the Milwaukee area. And we've the Milwaukee Film Festival in 2012 had invited me to do a Works in Progress panel to talk about my movie and show a few clips and talk about the way a movie comes about and the joys or pains of being in the middle of one and not being done with it. And so when we got the offer to go to Milwaukee Film Fest and to premiere at the Oriental, which is beautiful, it was a dream come true to me. I've been working on movies since I was 12 years old, I said, and I thought to myself, Milwaukee is such a welcoming place for cinema. It's such a vibrant place for cinema that I would be more than proud to premiere my film in Milwaukee. And I see the Milwaukee Film Fest in the next couple of years being as big as South By or Sundance or some of those, because people, you know, right now there's not a lot of premieres here. It's a kind of a juried where they bring in films that played at the other fests. But to be one of the people that get to premiere my film here was special to me because I felt like that was that was something I think more people are going to want to do here in the future, and I think it's going to become more of a destination festival too, because they're doing – Jonathan Jackson and his crew are doing such a great job of bringing celebrities in and directors and documentary subjects and you know, musicians that have to – so it's just a great place to put your film. And they've been so accommodating, and I think people are going to seek out the Milwaukee Film Festival in the future as one of the main festivals in this country.
So what – are your plans for your film now that it's premiered here? Are you doing the festival circuit? You're going to try to get distribution? What's happening there?
You know, we focused solely on Milwaukee up until about yesterday when we started talking about what are we going to do next.
You're right.
We were working on the film and sweetening the audio and color correcting and just kept changing it till Wednesday before the screening. And then they're like, we need it. And I understand. But our plan after this is to just get it out into the festival circuit, get as many people that can see it to see it, because we think it's a good story and a story about a man and his dreams, and everyone has dreams and aspirations that I think that this can – it's not about horror movie crowd, or it's not about the documentary crowd. It's about everyone has dreams and hopes, and if you like a good story, this is a movie for all of us. We're going to go with the festival circuit. We're looking for a distribution and try to get the next movie started.
I was going to say that's the next thing is that you have to tell another story now.
Already looking for another story to tell. I have a few things that have come up and just trying to figure out which one I want to spend the next 3 to 5 to 10 years of my life on.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, come back and talk to us about it once you've decided and gotten it filmed.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Manny, it is a pleasure. Best of luck with the film and with your future career. And thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. We really appreciate it.
Filmmaker Manny Marquez is the writer and director of the documentary Psychopath about his uncle Victor Marquez. It was produced by Milwaukee's About Face Media. There is one more screening of the film during the Milwaukee Film Festival, and there is a link to more information about that at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that's all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North, thanking you again, as always, for tuning in. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.